the Melacha a bit in Boneh. There's two Melachot that we're going to really talk about together. Boneh and Makotash. Very good. Electricity is relevant. We're going to get to electricity. Aga. Nice. Okay.
Electricity is Boneh. Electricity is Boneh. No.
Okay, we'll talk about it. Let's just describe.
Yes. Boneh?
Building the circuit.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's true.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. So Zanish's idea, every time you connect the circuit, it's Boneh because you fixed it. It used to be an open circuit, now it's closed.
So that's what it's called fix, like metaken.
Very good. So why don't we do that quickly? It's either Boneh or Makotash. Makotash make the last finishing blow onto a clay, finishing and making a use.
That's two melachot according to
Hazanish. One or he's specific. Is it this one or that one? What's the definition of Makotash? It's very complicated. But the Gemara gives examples. When you take a kurnos, you take a blacksmith's hammer, and you make the last makah, the last blow onto a kli to make use of. So everybody asks, why is that not Boneh? What's the difference in that? And it could be sometimes you can do Boneh and Makah Patish. But sometimes it's only Makah Patish, not Boneh. Sometimes it's Boneh and Makah.
That's
what
we
have this. It's okay. It's a rod and the guy puts a handle into the bottom of the shovel. He makes a twist down the shovel with the handle. And Moshe has a big chuba. So it sounds like in the Gemara, it's hard to figure out what the difference is. Makabatish generally
is the final
last
blow.
Thing. Exactly. It doesn't even have to be the final
blow. Even if it's not exactly. It doesn't have to be the final blow. You put a brick on a brick, that's Boneh. If you put the final brick, exactly. You're going to do Makabatish.
Now, sometimes that's basic definition. Like we showed himself like you just now. The last blow is Makabatish, and Boneh is not with every step along the way. Boneh is every step along the way. Makabatish is adding, even if you don't do it in the way, Boneh has to be a concrete, permanent action. When I mean concrete, it means tight. It's something put together, or with nails putting together, or cement, or something. It's tight. Plus, it's permanent. Okay. That's Boneh. Makopatish can be violated even without making something that's permanent, even if it's not, kind of like putting things together, there's no construction. It could also be Makopatish.
Then there'd be a better chance of
getting something. Sounds like everything is Makopatish.
You could talk, no, Makopatish.
You could put a finishing touch on anything. You could shave and it's good. Makopatish could be the last.
Nah, that's not a clue. Prison not a clue. It has to be on a kiln. It has to be on a building. It has to be on a building. It doesn't matter to
So then if you're sewing and you do the final sew.
There's different Rishonim, different Achronim. According to some Rishonim, it has to be this Nikar, this is the last one. It's different than others. So it has to be like this, made it something useful. Just in the last stitch, may not make
the
difference.
Last brick,
if the last brick was not Nikar. If the last stitch is unique and it like closes something, maybe that is Makabatish. Also, until we're writing the last letter in the Sefer Torah, besides Kotei, it could be Makabatish. Because that last letter makes it a complete unit. Otherwise, it wasn't useful. Now it's useful. A lot of Makabatish about what's Makabatish. Ramosh has a 10-page Shuvah just about defining what's Makabatish. It's very hard to define. As we're saying right now, it's the type of thing, it's the last thing. It doesn't have to require permanence, it doesn't have to require concrete. Things being put together, and it's sort of a stand-in for when somebody else would be Boneh.
What is that? Making a knot.
Making a knot kosher, tying a knot.
Also for specific you like this, what is that?
If you tighten them, that's not Makabatish. The last one is probably also kosher. Kosher is tying. Yes, I wouldn't say it's Makabatish. Maybe someone would say like that. I don't know. Basically, it's not so easy to figure out what Makabatish is. A lot of times we talk about Boneh, we're also talking about Makabatish. They go together often. Just an interesting Mar Makom, it's easy to know. We mentioned Chazanish, his opinion on electricity. So most posts came today, disagree. They don't hold the story. I tell they hold the story by now. By the way, though, there's one opinion
that
holds
the story.
No, lights are different. Because there's a filament. Filament gets red hot. It's really hot when you, with the old incandescent bulb, there's a filament, and that wire, whatever metal they make it out of, it gets red hot glows. That's Edison found for us, and that's going to be directed because it's like, the Rambam says, making metal, so it's so hot. So it glows as Havara. It's Havara or Bishul, whatever it is. It's making a fire. Yeah. that
you were just
disconnecting something and not turning on anything.
It's not the wires in normal phones, normal circuits don't get red hot. They'll break, they'll melt down the phone. They don't get that hot. So they're not getting red hot, and therefore there's no melacha deraita. Now, Usher Weiss holds that they are deraita in Mimblanza because he says, the Yerushalmi says, when Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish were learning melacha Shabbat, and they came up with 39 toldot of every av melacha. You know, 39 melacha, 39 toldot for each of melacha. They worked on lots of different cases. Every av has a toldot. Yeah, so they came up with many. And then they came with a lot of examples, and they didn't know which ones went to which melachot. They had a lot of toldot. They had a lot of examples of toldot, but they weren't sure which ones went to which. So they figured out this one was there, and then they had a bunch left over. They weren't sure what to do with it. They said anything that fits any category is a toldah makapatish. So he says he learned from this Yerushalmi. It was an incredible chiddush. Any time that it doesn't fit into any melacha, it's automatically not going to use.
That's great, though, because
according to him, anything that's a creative activity,
you need a flexible melacha.
That's basically anything that's creative activity, that's accomplishing something unique, it's automatically melacha.
Melacha
machsheva.
It makes
it make sense. But most poskim don't say like that. It's very hard.
And it's like, okay, the default is that it's there's
hands now. A little bit. So here, when it comes to the Avon Machot, according to him, that's like the catch-all. He says, we have such a cloud called Melacha Machsheva. Melacha Machsheva is if I intend to do something useful and successful and accomplishing, that's Melacha. So why don't you throw it in categories? Each of the categories will give you a different hatra, whatever, different the warnings, whatever, different Avon Machot, different unique halachot. But then the catch-all is Machot Tish. Big Chidush. Most people can
never say that. Say that it's too Melacha.
But you can. You can.
So why they weren't able to fit it up?
No.
Why they weren't able to fit it
up? Because they had so many examples that are hard to define. They're hard to define. So like this or like this. The Gemara says there's very slight difference. Very simple.
For each malacha could be so similar that you
it's
can
very
imagine
hard. Yeah.
Mixing up the toldot.
Yeah. That's the basic idea why the Gemara has machlokot about which malachot each is. When you plant, when you water plant, machlokot in the Gemara, Moed Katan, Dan Rabban, Avodah Zarah, other places, is that Zareya or is that Choresh? Machlokot. The same thing with Mishamer.
Why should that be Choresh?
Because it's making a hole in the ground. It's preparing the ground. Even doesn't make a hole in the ground. Preparing, when you make holes in the ground, when you make... Let me say.
You're not digging when you drop a seed.
Sorry, so let me explain better. You're right. The point of making holes in the ground is to prepare the ground. That's the preparing the ground and making it more effective for plants. That's the malacha. So watering is also making the ground more effective. Otherwise, it wouldn't plant properly. So it's accomplished the same goal. It's like what we say.
If you define fresh as making ready,
like the rush says from a Tosefta. Someone has a paper with a lot of ink on it, and he scrapes off the ink. Scrapes off the ink, and he says, so he could write, it is not mochek, that's kotev, scraping off the ink. Why is that kotev? It's because it's preparing it, so this way you can write, Ben.
It's a function that you intend.
It's a goal.
Okay, what if it's black? What if I have black on the cloth?
Okay. Maybe I'm saying wrong to us. I think that's the basic idea.
It must be that he's erasing so that it looks like
an olive
and a cloth.
I think I that that's for sure.
Let's say it's all black, and then I make an olive and a bed.
That's for sure, Malacha. If it's all black and you scrape out some, that's for sure. Yes, I got it backwards. The rush is that there is when you. The rush says when you scrape off the ink, that's mochek, even though there's no letter. The preparing for writing is mochek. Mochek is if you have letters and you erase the letters and then write letters, or if you have a paper and it's not prepared and you prepare it, that's also mochek.
But if I take out my pencil and I go like this,
and you write
I just did, they'll say I erased. But if I draw an olive, they'll still say I erased. But the melacha is kotev.
Some post when they tell you, when you type on the computer, it goes into the hard drive. What melacha is that? So some post can say, it's the same thing as electricity in general. Some post can say, that's Kotev. It's writing into O's and zeros and ones, electrons being printed on the disk. Great. And it's magnetic disk, you have USB, different ways of writing, but to some degree, all the different forms of the memory, more or less.
If you print it, I'd say it's not Kotev. You're causing electricity to do it.
Yeah, but electricity. Is it you're causing electricity? It's writing it in a far. We're in Vadi quotes.
So you're going to tie up both?
It brings. No. So some may say Kotev, some say it's Mochay. It's not writing. But it's preparing it. This way, we'll print on the screen, that'll be Kotev. But right now, it's not readable information. Now it's sitting on the disk. No, it's not human readable. It's now, you can't even detect it at all. It's just the electrons. It's just magnetized on the silicon disk. There's higher and lower variance of energy on the disk. There's nothing that you could read. You can't see it, you can't feel it, you can't taste it, nothing. You have to have a disk to read or whatever.
It's very logical.
Well, it has to
be readable
for you to
call it Kotev. I like that. Like that. Everybody tries to pronounce that Kotev or not. Some people say it is Kotev. So he says not Kotev. The Gemara Gittin says, if I give a get to my wife, and it has invisible ink. And then I wrote something, but wrote invisible ink. So then he says, I think it is. That's not considered. That's not considered. I didn't write properly because you can't read it. So just do here. He said, look. It's invisible. We don't know how to read it like this.
But then you have to say the Ketiva for a get is the same as Ketiva for Shabbat.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good. It's discussion.
But it's like electricity instead.
Yeah, so let's go back to electricity. So bottom line, what's general electricity? Chazanish Daraita. Revelation wise Daraita. Most Poskim, Darabanan. Most Poskim have a very hard time figuring out what Darabanan. The Beit Yitzchak for Shmelkis, he said it's Movid. Movid is creating a new thing. Says when there's something useful out of that. For example, if you strike a match on Yom Tov is no malacha of Havara, of making fire, because you can make a fire to cook food.
So then why do you need why can you
go good? That's because of Molid. Molid is making something that looks like it's brand new.
I thought it's only using something that's Nolad. Molid just happens.
Molid, Nolad are two things. Molid and Nolad are two.
Totally.
Nolad, everybody agrees to. Nolad is Pashut, it's from Gemarot all over. That's Muksa. It's not a question of doing something. The egg of Shabbat, that's Nolad, exactly. That's not I didn't do anything.
Molid
is not told that. According to Rashi, it's a Melacha, which you don't know where to categorize because it's like, it's creating something. You're making something useful. You're making something from scratch. So I strike the match. I made a fire. So that's a molid. The same thing, if a guy puts deodorant on clothing, the Gemara says that's also a molid. It made a nice, it added a new characteristic to the clothing and gave it a scent. The same thing, the Gemara says, if you take ice, according to Rashi, you crush it into water, Rashi says, you change the form of it. It used to be this, and that's what some people talk about. What about using the... making the foam soap. Or people talk about making
the foam soap. I knew that something was there with Shabbat.
Machloket. Lama said we're going to be making all this. Yeah, using the whipped cream. Or using the soda stream. If you have a soda machine, you put the bottle in and you press the button and the carbon dioxide goes and make the bubbles. So Chamavadi has a Chazanavadi.
Anytime you open a soda, you're going to release gas.
Yeah, but the shaila is a molid. Did I create something new? I changed the form. Let's leave out the soda. But I changed the form or something? When a guy... So it says in the Gemara, you can't crush ice. That's in the Shulchan
Aruch
as well.
It was Coke before you opened the can. It was Coke after you opened the can. You leave out
people say maybe it's asur because of makav patish. It's finishing the soda. The soda without the bubbles.
Making it a useful plate.
I've seen places that they use it in Shabbat.
What
is the machloket?
Is it makavatish on food? Could you fix food to make it makavatish? So Ben Shchai says if you put bread, challah, or bread, any bread, white bread, on the blech or on a hot plate and it gets it toasted, makavatish, it used to be bread, especially if it was stale, it wasn't good tasting. You made it toast. Now toast, meaning not be sure, it was cooked before, it's now you're cooking it more. He says that's makavatish. You finish the form of it. Ramavaj says, what do you mean? There's such thing as makavatish on food. No such thing.
I never heard that on food. Yeah. So why don't we say that putting something on a blech, I'm making it hot.
No, that's not Gemara. Venishchai was not machmer on that. Because that, it's just changing the form of it. That's basically, it used to be cold, now it's hot, it's the same thing. Nothing happened, it didn't finish
it's broccoli
it.
Or it's broccoli. It's hot broccoli, it's cold.
No, but here you could say, stale bread that doesn't taste good, and toast,
edible versus not edible.
It's a big difference. Change. The Gemara they bring that discussion of this. Yeah, you can't put food in a kli rishon Shabbat, but hadachta. But you could do a hadacha. You could do kli rishoni on anything. Hadachta chutz mikulais hasbanin hadachtan Gemara malachtan. When you do hadacha, you do kli sheni water on. You pour kli sheni water on the. On the fish, it's asur because gemar melachatan. It finishes them. So most rishonim say, "What does it mean, gemar melachatan?" It means you cook the fish. They're kali bishul. They cook quickly. Therefore, you can't cook things in klishin. We'll do shin yirchat. I want to do that bishul, biggest melachat to deal with. You can't cook any klishini, small fish, because they cook quickly. And the people talking the tea, the coffee, whatever, kali bishul. So some rishonim say it. Gemar melacha means magavatish on the fish. Because they weren't edible, now you made them edible. That's, if you made them edible, that's not bishul. That's not bishul, it's magavatish.
Why don't we say it's magavatish and bishul?
It wouldn't be bishul because of klishini, but it is magavatish.
Why don't we say it's bishul and magavatish?
Yeah, it can be both. In this case, not both, because of klishini. According to the
Rishonim, so we could
klishon and both.
Wow.
Yeah, we don't follow the Rishonim. We hold it's bishul, not magavatish. There's no magavatish in food. There's no kli. There's nothing to be made. That's the Mishnah also. Anyway, so that's electricity molid. Molid, Rechama Avadya holds like the Rebbe Yitzchak, Rebbe Yitzchak Shmack, because in the 1800s he said electricity was molid. It creates a new aspect in the kli. It's useful. Therefore, it's molid. The other people had lots of different ideas. Lots of Rav Hankin talked about Havara, Derabanan. Shachter talks about Metakemi, Derabanan. Everybody has their own chidush, how to explain what electricity is.
It is.
No, it's a toldah. Metakem is toldah of Makam Patish. Metakem. But Shachter said there's a Metakem, Midrabanan. I'm going over now. If you want to go.
A few more moments.
Whatever you want. If you go, no problem. So then. That's electricity and the difference she taught. Rebelsky writes, this is like what most people say, like, it's a big discussion in all the post-scheme in the last 100 years. What is electricity? The bottom line is, it's definitely Asur. It's Kilo of Bakol came out and said it was Asur. It's, everybody agrees. We don't follow Bakol. I mean, we don't follow heavenly voices. But all the Rabbanim were Maskim. You can't do electricity on Shabbat. Or which malacha is it? Which Rabban is it? We don't know.
I thought Tosafot will say when it's with the road.
Yeah, very good. Here it is. Good. So the Maaseh, we hold electricity as Asur. Rishon Zalman was the biggest expert on this topic, and he wrote Ma'orei Ish, a work just about electricity. He wrote it, and then he sent it to Chazon Ish. He knew about those two at his time. He wrote about
it. Electrical engineers haven't updated.
They have. There are a lot of books out that professors and people that looked into it and they know what they're doing. And so many in the Herzog in the Halacha Institute for Halacha and Technology in Israel, in a few of those places, they work very hard on these questions and all these things. Professor Lev. Who Machon Lev was named after him. He has a lot written about electricity. A lot of people wrote electricity. All the science of it is very important and affects all the halakha. It's definitely true. Rishon Zalman, he didn't go to college, but he invested a lot of time and effort to figure out electricity. And he knew it very well. He knew all the physics of it. It's very important, because otherwise, what are you going to write the tshuva? How do you understand it? So Rav Chaim Avadya has a chelik aleph. He was in Egypt, and he was just 20-something. Going to Olam, he knew all the... Talmud Bavli or Shami knew everything, but you see his tshuvot. Siman Chelik Aleph, Siman Yud Zayin, Yud Chet, Yud Tet. So talking about micro, he's talking about not microwaves. Talking about refrigerators and microphones on Shabbat and electricity. And so for the beginning, he says, "How do we figure out electricity on Shabbat?" So he says, "Well, you know, are you allowed to do melacha de Shem Hashem? Are you allowed to make an incantation of Hashem's name, Shemot HaKadoshim, Sirufim, or Yisef Yitzirah, and make a golem on Shabbat, or make a calf in the middle of Shabbat, because they bring Midrashim, and he brings everybody in the world who talks about this type of topic. And they say, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu used to write a Sefer Torah on the last day he died, which is on Shabbat, 13 Sefer Torah, using Shemot HaKadoshim. So you see it was Mutar. And then they bring other sources that you can't... That they used to, the Amoraim used to make us calf on Shabbat, make animals on Shabbat with Sefer Yitzirah. And he discusses back and forth, some say yes, some say asur. He brings the Kaf HaChaim, Ben Ish Chai, who said you're not allowed to do Brikar Elanu on Shabbat because it's Borer. You're taking out the Nizitzot, Kedushah, Psola, Mitochochel. So many sources, more than I know at all. But he brings whether that, and then he says, maybe that's similar to electricity. Lots of sources. And in Siman Yotel, he says, I spoke to Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and he told me all the details of electricity. And then he says, is it causing a fire? Half the tshuva is discussing when they did circuits, they used to make hot water. Rav Hinkin talked about, and other people talked about, making sparks. They make sparks, havara. And Shabbat is not havara, is asur, deraita. So that's what people said. Oh, electricity is deraita. Not because of the Chazon Ish. The Rosh Hashanah said, most people said the same reason. We don't follow the Chazon Ish. Why? Such a good reason. Should be bonan. No. Same thing in when you close the door. Every time we close and open the door, why isn't it bonan? Tashmish Shabakach says the Ramah and Shuvah and Brene Brak, they're not machmir on this. Because it's meant to open and close. Yeah. Ramah and the Shuvah writes this. It's meant to open and close. I think it's meant to open and close. It's the same thing with the circuit. What do? We open and close it all the time. I can say it's bonnet. It's no different than a shtender. You open and close, you make a shtender bigger and smaller. Or they used to have other things, or a stroller, a folding stroller, or a folding
You have a folding table,
you fold and close, like in Ram says Mutar. You have the Mita Shal Traskal, the Gemara Dav Mem Vav in Shabbat, the end of the Per Kira, it says, this is Army Ka, they used to take apart the bed and put it together. I don't know what it looked like, exactly like Army Ka, but a similar thing. What was it? A piece of metal, you put a little bit of cloth over it, but they come together, they take it apart. If you take it apart and put it together all the time, it's not there. It's not bonnet. It's only bonnet if it's meant to be like a permanent thing. I can't build this window into the wall. That's bonnet. So, if so, the circuit should not be bonnet. Fine. So, what about molid? Rosh Hashanah said, no, it can't be molid. Because it's not molid if it's not introducing a new aspect into the kli that didn't have before. This already had before. They talk about when you have an etrog, the Maril says. What happened? You have an etrog, you put it in the wool. You ever got one of the... That drug you put in like the goat hair, the ball of wool that they put it in. You ever seen like that? So, no. They sometimes they have.
Okay.
When you buy a drug, they put it in the box. Sometimes they put it in the styrofoam.
Styrofoam, that's the normal one.
The old way that people did it was they put it in a ball of wool.
Yeah.
You ever seen like that?
Okay, so it won't break. It doesn't break. I can picture the
case. Doesn't matter. Whatever. This is what they used to do for a long time. So when you put it in there, it gives the wool a nice smell. The styrofoam doesn't really, it's like plastic, it doesn't take, absorb. But the wool, after you leave it, it's a little bit red, yellow, and also gets a nice smell. Okay, great, no one minds the smell. Maril says if you have clean wool, molid. You can't put the etrog inside because it's but if you already did once, that's more time. Because it's not very new, it's psik rishad, they mamish, gishmak. They talk about psik rishad, the lamichalei, the rabbanan. It's Mamish right over there. They talk about those exact things, yes. So the Maril they could say, he was Mavri on that. That's a good question. It is a secret shot on Jerobanan. Maybe it's Nicham, maybe not Nicham.
What if you have clothes on and you spray deodorant? And
Lama said, the best thing to do.
You're going to get a little bit on your tzitzit, let's say.
The best thing.
Are we going to use the same clothes on? Okay.
We'll say it's okay. The ideal thing would be. But you spray it not at the clothes, you spray it on your body or your armpit, whatever you want to spray. So if you do it without a shirt on, great, nothing to worry about. But even if you have a shirt on, if you're aiming it at your body, then the rest of the secret shot. Ravadi says if you put it on your skin, and then you put it on your clothing, and it's gonna secret shot you put on your clothing, it's gonna get the smell inside, still moved up. Same thing. So yes.
Okay, the point is
more lead one. So Rosh Hashanah is not lead either, because it used to have this aspect of how electricity in the circuit, and then it went away. Now you bring it back, but that's not molid. It's the same. Can't be molid if you're just introducing what you already had. It's the same type of thing.
We don't have it.
It didn't have it. It went away. It came back. He still thinks. So Chama Vadi argues. He says it is molid. He also says molid. But Rosh Hashanah is not. Bottom line, you read the whole tshuva. Rosh Hashanah does not clear if it's any malacha. Some people say he holds it's a minhag just not to do electricity. Now, that's what Rav Nevin Sal, a big Talmid of Rosh Hashanah, says like that. It really bad. Sam, he held it's a minhag not to do electricity, but he would never pass him. Chas v'shalom, he would never posek somebody that they could break electricity on Shabbat just because they need to. And he wouldn't posek as like his own shita. He would always be machmir for other shitot. And for the Derabanan Shita, and sometimes personally he would try to follow the Chazon Ish, but he didn't posek like his own Shita, that was just Amin Hag. That's the Chama Vadi holds absolutely Derabanan, most poskim holds Derabanan. Rosh Hashanah Zalman, if you look carefully, the Tshuva, the way it sounds like, the way Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, it sounds like he holds in the end, like from Avadia, that is the Rabbanan. Bottom line, whichever way he holds, he still holds Nasur. And it's not the case of Rabinovich, Rosh Hashanah, Rabbanan Damim, he says, if you need to, electricity, if it's a very tough situation, you can do electricity.
Because
we do not hold like that. That's not the accepted psak, not by Sardin, I think, and not by Ashkenazim either. We do not allow electricity. I'm not by Rav Naron Talib.
But one question. He says opening a circuit, that's not bone. But say you connect something to a plug, that's bone.
That's already there. No, that's bone. Yeah, that's bone. That's connecting a circuit.
That's bone, exactly. Connecting a circuit is bone.
No, so Rav Adya holds up on it because there is almost Zalman's argument. It's the type of thing you do all the time.
But you're opening, you're connecting, you're doing something new. It's
something that Tashmish Bakath, that's something you do all the time. The type of thing that's normal. So that's that, and then we'll finish. What was it? So we said, very critical, important things within electricity. There's tremendous applications of electricity there with automated things, of sensors that you walk into doors. You have a smart phone, a smart lock of a door, and when you walk in, and every single time you walk in and out of the door, it records. You know how long it was open for, to know if the nanny came in time. Right? They have smart video cameras. They have smart fridges that are digitally monitored. They can have it smart just about anything. Nest is a thermostat that's in a person's house. Yeah. Many, many applications. And when you go to a hotel, they have all these things. So you have to figure out for your house. And we'll talk about all the psikrisha and all the tshuvot in Hamabad about the security cameras of the hotel and other places. All those are very important things. But first, there's one other part, which is, we'll do that, I guess, another time. Resistors, when usually you make a circuit, the real way to make it actually functional is not opening and closing only. They add resistors, they take away resistors, they add a material that's more conductive or less conductive. They have, like, very complicated circuits. On a printed circuit board, something like this, it has thousands of circuits, many of which you can't even see that it's so tiny. They're print, besides the printed circuit, they're even tinier than that. But some of them are so microscopic, you can't see the circuit. But either way, a lot of the circuits work by changing a circuit that's already connected by altering a magnetic field and making a resistor more powerful or less powerful. When you have a microphone or a phone, it doesn't turn it on and off when you speak into the microphone. The microphone is working the whole time. It's reducing static electricity. It's just producing sound, white sound. It's not producing anything. When I speak into it, it's producing a lot of rebounding. What happens? There's more electrons going through the circuit that they reduce the resistor, and out comes more of a sound. Great. More vibrations. But bottom line, the circuit was connected the entire time. So Shlomo Zalman said, okay, so basically there should not be any melacha. It shouldn't be bonet. It shouldn't be moli. It shouldn't be makabatish. What are you doing? You're not closing and opening anything. But he says, okay, still generally we don't allow it, but there it would be more inclined to be mekel if you need to. There we talk about there's more reason to be mekel.
It's everywhere.
This is extremely important. The SOMET uses this a lot when they use it for the metal detectors. And in theory, I don't know if it's common, computers and phones and keyboards that are for the army that are using certain things like that. They're on all the time. The microphones, they have all these things.
You use it in the emergency room for charts also.
Yes and no. Yes, for charts. But for like doing like very precise things, these things are not so efficient. Because if you have a phone like this, it would burn up and it would overheat very quickly if the circuits are closed all the time. So you have to, not just changing the resistor, it has to be done in a way that it's not quite as efficient. But the circuits are always running electricity all the time. At some voltage.
It's going to be parallel?
It could be parallel. It'll be parallel. But as opposed to opening and closing something where there's no electricity or it's broken circuit. That's not what they're using. They're using it to close all the time. So Rav Adya basically doesn't make so much of a difference. He would assume that it's a Isur D'Rabbanan to do it, that change in electricity. Rav Yashiv held it was a Isur D'Oraita to change a current in electricity, because he says, Michael Patish, Gevaldik, wow, okay, very good.
You have the resistors.
Yeah,
here.
These are all. Okay, these are all electronics.
This is the battery where.
Yeah.
He knows at all. I'm the ignorant.
There's all the electricity is working today is with a lot of resistors that are changing, and they change the magnetic fields, and they change how circuits
work. Here's the source of the voltage. R stands for resistor. The resistors have different levels.
A capacity, how much electricity goes through.
Okay.
Imagine you have like a street. There's a lot of big space, a lot of things go through. Not a lot of space, a little. So the resistor controls how much electricity is going through. And it depends, like when I speak on a phone, there's more electricity going through than
the V, the voltage, is equal to the product of the I, which is the current, the flow of the electricity, and the R, the resistors.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll join physics, electricity.
Bro, I don't know. I am telling you that. It's just...
So, yeah.
You have to, for you to be around, you have to know physics. You have to know...